My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Howard Ronald. First name Ronald, last name Howard, R-O-N-A-L-D-H-O-W-A-R-D. This patient was seen on October 5th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, and the aging process, period, as well as, as well as type 2 diabetes mellitus, period. Kidney functions from the medical records reveal a BUN of 23 from 14, creatinine of 1.5 from 0.9, and a GFR of 54 from 68, period. Hyperuricemia also contributes to this CKD. Period. Part of the differential also includes obstructive uropathy. Period. We will order a pelvic, a pulse void pelvic ultrasound and a renal ultrasound for further evaluation. As well as a PSA. The last PSA from the medical records was elevated at 5.69, period. The patient states he has an upcoming appointment with a urologist for further evaluation of the elevated PSA. He also reports incomplete emptying and weak urinary stream, period. We will also order CKD labs. To monitor the trends of the renal function, period. Unfortunately, there is no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or to calculate for proteinuria, period. Number two, hyperuricemia. Uric acid level of 8.9 from 6.7 noted on the recent labs, period. We started the patient on allopurinol 100 milligrams one tablet daily, period. We also educated the patient on the importance of avoiding foods high in purine and animal protein, period. We advise him to follow a plant-based diet. We will repeat the uric acid level at the next visit, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus without complications. His A1C is 7.3%. Continue with the current diabetic regimen. He takes insulin as needed, as well as glyburide only as needed if he eats, period. The patient states he only eats once or twice a day, period. Next line, morbid obesity. The patient is status post gastric bypass surgery in 2018. He was weighing over 500 pounds and is now down to 319 pounds, period. His BMI is 37.8. We encourage him to continue losing weight by increasing his activity, his physical activity level, and by adopting a plant-based diet, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, blood pressure of 165 over 90, period. The patient states his blood pressure at home is usually 130s over 80s. We encourage him to monitor and record his blood pressure readings on paper and to bring it to the next visit. We encourage him to decrease his intake of sodium in the diet as well as his overall fluid intake to prevent edema and increased blood pressure. Here he is. Next line, hyperlipidemia. His recent lipid panel was stable. We recommend continuation of his current regimen and a low-fat / cholesterol diet, as well as decrease in simple carbohydrates. Next line, the patient is wheelchair dependent due to his obesity. Next line, depression. Next line, the patient has a strong family history of diabetes mellitus, as well as chronic kidney disease. Period. His mother and brother both had end-stage renal disease and were on dialysis prior to dying. Period. The patient denies any history of laser surgery or heart problems, period. He states he had problems with his eyesight and was told he had cataracts and possible retinopathy, period. He is advised to follow up with his ophthalmologist at least yearly, period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with lab work and renal ultrasound to assess the kidney structures, as well as a post-void pelvic ultrasound to assess and rule out obstructive uropathy. And